What is going on in our energy field really, really impacts on the listener's experience. So when we're in this space, we're really connected to our heart, we're really connected to our body, we're coming from integrity. Our intention is simply, what would I like my audience to feel? What is in their highest good? The audience can feel that we're speaking with a clean energy field. It doesn't raise their defenses. So they can stay in their heart space, they can stay objective, they can really be receptive to what we're saying. Often when we speak, particularly in situations where we're quote-unquote speaking our truth, which is a chance for us to sort of get our needs heard, and also if we're in a situation where we're giving a public talk and it's where we're trying to convince someone else, in both those situations, when we speak, usually our energy field is not clear. It's not clean. So even if we have done some heart-centering practices, we haven't got the awareness around what's really going on in our energy field. So we may be speaking our truth, but under that is an agenda or an expectation of an outcome from someone else. Or we might be speaking in front of an audience, trying to convince them about the environment or something, and even though we're in a heart space, we have an agenda behind what we're saying, which is we want them to agree with us, we want them to change their behavior, we want them to change their actions. And an audience can feel what's in your energy field. They can feel if you have an agenda, they can feel your expectations, they can feel the push in your energy or the pull in your energy, they can feel the hooks in your energy. And when an audience feels that, or if you're across a dinner table from someone who's quote unquote speaking their truth to you, but you can feel that really they're trying to get you to do something or change your behavior, or they're trying to tell you off for something via speaking their truth, you don't want to hear it. You resist, you get defensive, unless you've done an enormous amount of personal growth work and you can allow it to just fall away and really feel their emotions. Most people will, their defenses will come up. They won't be receptive. They'll drop out of their heart. They'll go into their head and they'll start finding reasons to not listen to what you're saying. So one of the things I'm really keen to work with people on, and I'm realizing as this course unfolds that if I was going to do it in this course, it would need to be longer than 5 weeks. So if I run it again, I might make it longer or make an advanced course, follow-up course or coaching groups. But I'd like to work with people on helping them become more aware of what's in their energy fields when they're talking. So I'll give you an example. Recently, about 3 or 4 months ago, I was in a group that I'm in, and we go around the circle and we all talk about our feelings and we speak our truth. And when I shared my truth, I hadn't really gone through and cleaned up my energy field and got really clear on my intention and what was really going on for me emotionally. I just blurted out my truth, which was, I don't feel very supported at the moment. And I talked about why I felt unsupported and all this. But really, under that was a plea to the people in that group to step up and start supporting me a bit more. And there was also an edge of resentment that they hadn't done that, and there was an edge of telling them off, and there was a little bit passive-aggressive in how I spoke my truth. And I only realized it afterwards, when I realized it didn't go down very well, and in my head I thought, I'm just speaking my truth. This is my emotional experience. I don't feel supported. But actually, under that was a lot of other stuff. Resentment, wanting people to change their behavior, wishing they would do this, wishing they would do that, and telling them off. And they could feel it, and I wasn't aware of it, because I was just so thought, I'm speaking my truth. And that was a big wake-up for me, and I realized, gosh, you know, we can fall into old patterns of having expectations and having agendas and having push or pull energy in our energy field when we speak, even if we're just speaking, quote-unquote, our truth, or even if we're just standing up to get our opinion across. So one of the things that I've been working on a lot lately, and I'd love to work with women on, is this idea of how can we stand up and just speak purely from our heart what is in our truth, or what is our opinion, or our belief about the world, without having an agenda of how anyone else responds. Because when we can stand up and do that, we get a very, very different response from the audience, because they don't feel that they're being pulled or manipulated or hooked or expected to do anything, and they can just listen. And so what Tathra was talking about has just led a little bit into this discussion, which is when you're coming from a heart space, and on top of that, not just coming from a heart space, when you actually have really examined what's in your energy field around this topic, is there anything you deep down you're really wanting these people to do? Is there an outcome you're trying to get from them? Is there something? And if it is, that's okay, but just be aware of it. Because if you're aware of it, you can manage that. You can manage, is it coming out with a push? Is it coming out with aggression? Is it coming out with a bit of a punch to it? Or can I just keep it nice and soft? Okay, I have a little bit of a hope that they'll change their behaviors around the environment. I'm going to acknowledge that, admit that. That's there in my energy field. They're going to feel that. Let me keep that as soft as I can so they're not coming at them with a punch. Because often people are bewildered and don't understand why the things they say don't go down well with other people.